Okay, now today maybe we will go from the refuge session, okay? From the refuge, okay? Refuge prayers, okay? So generally now the here that today what will we do is that today we will talk about how to generate the refuge. That I think I have most of the point I have covered the before. So what we'll do today, what will we do is generally when you start doing the refuge, I mean the session or a refuge prayer, first when you visualize the, I mean the merit field or whatever. Now first here you have to know that when you try to visualize, sometimes you cannot focus on the point very rightly. So that's why what you have to do is that first here that you have to understand how you can focus, how you can concentrate, how you have to know the how you have to concentrate on the point. So that's why now what will we do is that today what will we do is that we will learn to how to improve our concentration power. Generally it comes to maybe last chapter of the liberation palm, but today we will just cover up a little bit, okay? Generally, all the people facing that difficulties because they cannot concentrate properly. Even in the kids in the school, they cannot concentrate properly on the lesson. Even in the people when they have the time of the work, they cannot concentrate properly. This is the one generally I think it's having the major problem. So that's why the thing is that now here that what you have to know that's how we can concentrate on better. That's now this is today we will talk a little bit about how we can improve the concentration power. So that's why when you're doing the refuge prayer, for when you visualize the merit field or a Buddha, whatever, sometimes you cannot focus maybe even the minute of you will be distracted. So that's what you have to do is now the most important thing is that when you have to build up the concentration power, first of all that the one thing that you have to know that the whenever you try to visualize the Buddha or the whatever, when you try to visualize the Buddha, maybe maximum I think 4 or 5 seconds, then your mind will distract. Yeah, so today what will we do is that the first you just when you have to visualize the when you try to visualize the Buddha, so it will be a little bit difficult. So what will we do is that today first just focus on your breath, okay? On your breath and you will inhale or exhale the breath and try to concentrate on the breath. Then when you can focus on your breath on the quite well, then you slowly you have to start with the concentrating on the Buddha image or whatever. So generally the thing is the very simple thing is a very simple that whenever you're trying to concentrate on the one point, when you have a very interested on that point, it will be very easy to concentrate. When you are not very interested with some point, it will be very difficult for you to concentrate. Yeah, because it is a very simple that when you can focus, when you can when you are not very interested, it will be very difficult for you to focus or concentrate on that point. If you when you're watching the movie, very interesting movie, what you like, so you can concentrate on that movie or maybe hours and hours because you have generated a strong interest on that field. Yeah, so that's why then now what we'll do is that today but what we'll do is the first when you just try to concentrate on the Buddha Shakyamuni statue, it will first when you try to concentrate the Buddha Shakyamuni statue, you will feel little difficult. When you concentrate on the breath, that will be the easier. But we will do that generally now we will do the concentrate on the Buddha Shakyamuni, okay, statue. So you can see, okay, so what will you do is that what you have to do is that right now just your clo just try to just sit the properly that the sitting position I think that you all know in the meditation sitting position, do that and try to concentrate on the Buddha, okay, Buddha or the Avalokiteshvara Konin, oh sorry, Avalokiteshvara or whatever, okay. Yeah, that's why right. When you now the most important thing is that I think when you're trying to do the meditation, you have to have the right sitting position, okay? So when you, after later on, when you do the meditation, you don't have to focus on the sitting position. Well, you can do while you're in the car or while you're in the vehicle, you can do, okay? Later on, yeah, later on,
Yeah.
the sitting position is not very important, okay? So, okay, so maybe now what will we do is that first maybe we will, maybe 3 minutes like that, we will do the meditation, okay? So that meditation, when you do the meditation, just try to concentrate the Buddha Shakyamuni just front of the you, just front of the you. So when you do it, so the sitting position, I think you have to sit the very, I mean, the back should be straight. Back should be straight. And the shoulder should also straight. Then your the hand position, hand should be touched like this. And you have to keep it on the straight of the navel. Okay. Now what do is okay. Now I will leave for the 3 minutes, okay? 3 minutes for the just on the concentrate on the Buddha Shakyamuni, okay? The stage of just front of the you, okay? The most important thing is that now what you have to do is while you are the concentrating, when your mind is distracted, just count, okay, how many times you have been distracted, okay? That's a very important thing, okay? So when you are the concentrating on the Buddha Shakyamuni stage, Buddha Shakyamuni image, when your mind is distracted, just count the one. Then again, you concentrate on the Buddha Shakyamuni. When you are distracted, then count the two. Okay, like that way. Okay. Okay. When you are the distracted more than the 5 times, then just leave it. Okay. Then you don't have to count. Okay. Clear? No. Okay. Okay, fine. Okay, now this is the just like a testing. Okay, now this is the first time when you are distracting more than the 5 times, then you don't have to count it. Okay, just leave it. Okay, so now we will just meditate or just visualize the Buddha front of the you. Then you have to meditate. Okay, so now I will count.
Yep.
Okay, we will not just be ready. Okay, I will tell you when you have to start. Okay. Okay, then we will start. Okay, now I will count out to the three. Okay. Okay. Now, okay, we will start. Okay. Now, okay. One. Okay, we will start from again. Okay. Now I will count the time. Okay. Okay. One, two, three. Okay. Now meditate. Okay. Okay. Fine. We will stop. Okay. Generally, I left only 1 minute and 30 seconds. It's a very short meditation. Says. Okay. How many peoples and from the Ho Chi Minh who have not distracted the more than 5 times in? I really suspect. Okay,
Yeah.
so have you told clear that they are raising their arm? It means they have not distracted more than the 5 times. Well, I think they are raising all of they are raising their hands. They're telling they are not a distracted more than 5 times, isn't it? Okay. Quite surprised. Really, this is the first time I'm seeing. Okay,
Yeah.
fine. Maybe. Okay, fine. 18.
Yeah.
Ah, mama. Okay, in Hanoi. Okay. Okay, fine. Okay. So it means that if you have counted some people when they are the meditating, some people they are the meditating, so even they will not know that they have distracted. So in this case, we won't count it, okay? So really, you should be aware that when your mind is distracted. Some people even they feel meditating on the Buddha statue, but their mind is distracted, but they will not realize their mind is distracted. Okay, so yeah, fine. So okay, now I want to know that is there anyone who have not distracted at all? I'll just leave the meditation for the 1 minute and 30 seconds. If anyone who have not distracted at all in this 1 minute and 30 seconds, this is not something like a lottery prize. Okay, whoever raise your arm, you will get. Don't think that you will get something. Okay, is there anyone who have not just? Okay, fine. So okay. Now it means that you have the distracted, isn't it? Mind is distracted. No, okay. So when you are saying that you have not distracted the mind, you have not distracted the mind for more than the 5 times, I think really that's really a quite amazing and quite I mean really a good. When I live for 1 minute and 30 seconds, so you are telling me you have not distracted more than the 5 times, I think really very amazing. Amazing, it's a very good. I think it is very good. Generally, I done with the test with the public, so it's a very rare. Most of the pub in the doing the public maybe always says that they are distracted more than the 5 times in the 1 minute and 30 seconds. So okay, now the what we have to do is that the most important thing is the most important to build up the concentration power. Most important thing is that you should be aware that when your mind is distracted, then only you can improve the concentration power. So many people, they are the distracted and they are not knowing that their mind is distracted. So that is the one of the main obstacle to improve the concentration power. Okay, now we will do the one. Now here that there's now the other techniques to do the one thing. Okay, now what you have to do is that now you just concentrate on the breath. Okay, count the breath. Okay, when you inhale, just count one. When you exhale, when you count two, inhale, then again inhale, four, five. Just start the counting the your breath. Okay. Generally, when you start with the practice, I think that not very difficult. 1 or 30 seconds is a too less. Even the half an hour, sometimes when you do the practice and practice, even the half an hour is not that much difficult to concentrate on one point without the distraction. Only you need a
Yes.
little practice, that's all. So
Yeah.
1 minute and 30 seconds is not too long. Generally, when you have the little practices, if you do even. If it's a half an hour, you can concentrate on one object without distraction. Also, now sometimes something when you have a lot of the things to do, whenever your mind is full of the lot of other things in your mind, then you might feel a little difficult to concentrate. Okay, now just kind of start to count the breath, okay? Just when you inhale the one, then exhale the two, then again when you inhale the breath, then when you exhale the breath, then you have to count four, five like that way, okay? Clear, no? Okay, so we will, okay, now just concentrate when you breathe, okay? Inhale or exhale the breath, okay? Then just start to count, okay? Eight, one or two like that way, okay? Okay, one, two, three. Okay, now can you any is there anyone who have not distracted at all while you're meditating on a breath? No one, yeah? Okay, from Hanoi. So okay, now I want to know which one is easier. I want to know that the first one or second one, meditating on the Buddha Shakyamuni or the meditating on the breath, which one is easier? Okay,
You said
so
it, yeah.
definitely the second one will be easier, much easier. Okay, can you, that is possible. But can you raise your arm who feel the breath is easier? Okay, then who feel the meditate on the Buddha easier? Oh, could it, I think it's the same or what? When you feel the meditating on the Buddha is easier than the meditating on the breath, then you can just go on the meditating on the Buddha, okay? Meditating on the Buddha stage. You don't have to do the meditating on the breath at all, okay? When you feel the meditating on the breath is easier, so that only you have to do when you are meditating on the Buddha. When your mind is started the distracting a lot, then only you have to try to meditate on the breath at that time only, okay? Who feels the meditating on the breath is easier? When you feel that both are difficult, then at least you need a little bit more practice, then it will become more and more easier. Beginners, when
Nema,
you start with the very beginning, sometimes you might feel both are difficult. So even if you do that, just meditating the 5 minutes a daily, it will make a huge difference after 1 week. Only a 5 minutes a daily. So generally, so it's something like that. When you try to focus on the, when you try to focus on the mind on the one point, it means that the you can lot of the you can just you can get a lot of the, I mean, the relaxing. Because when our mind is thinks that too much, we are thinking the too much unnecessary things. To block the thinking the unnecessary things, we have to try to concentrate on the one point.
Okay, so it's like that form. When a person, when we have the free time, so a lot of the unnecessary thought will come on our mind. To block these unnecessary thoughts, first step is that we have to try to concentrate on the one point. So when we gain the power of the concentration, then we can easily block the all the unnecessary thoughts which comes in our mind. So sometimes people's mind is a very strange. Sometimes people's mind is a very strange that when they have the free time, most of the negative thought will come in our mind. Positive thought rarely comes in our mind. Most of people's life, when you look at the, when they have the free time, all the negative thoughts will come. Rarely the positive thought will come. Some things like a guilt of the self, something of the guilt or guilty or guilty feeling, and sometimes also the things like when the thinking of the someone where the hurt to you, towards you, or all these kind of negative thoughts always comes. One occasion I met one parent. Hey, they are not a Buddhist, okay? They are not Buddhist. I met that parent, so they told me they want to talk with me privately. So their story is very sad. The story is something like that the mother, the wife told that they have lost, they have only one son, that they have lost their son. When they are losing their son, so I think he was around 20, around 20 or something like that. They were losing the son was studying in the state, United States. So then the son called, their parents are told that he are having the fever.
So the mother told, the mother thought that she should go, now she should go and see. Because then the father told the mother that we don't have to go, maybe son might having the minor fever. That's why don't, why you have to go, you don't have to go. So the father told like that. So then after the few, I mean the 4 or 5 days later, they told me that their son was passed away. The other problem is now they are telling me that the husband, that the, now the wife started to, now wife, now the mother started to accuse the father all the time that because of the you, we lost the son. Because of the you didn't let us to go to the, because you didn't let me go to the state to see the my son. So that's why we lost the son. So mother always blames that father. The father told me that he always feels very guilty of that. Now the mother's telling me that because of him, we lost the son. Very sad. First of all, they lost the son. Second of all, now they are starting one father's side feeling the guilty. Mother's side blaming the father, loss of the son. Now you can imagine how they are suffering. So when they come, they both are crying. The mother's telling me that because of that father, she lost the son. Now father is telling me that because of the mother's telling so many times, now the father told me he feels really very guilty that he might be the reason of the losing the son. Now he told me he's feeling like that. Plus losing the son, that's a one problem, one suffering. Second of that, the thinking, right? The unnecessary thoughts the negative thoughts. So they are the couple, always they are having the discussion. So most of the time the mother accused, but most of the time father feels very sad with that. So when we're talking with them, both are crying when they're talking with me. So this is something like the human mind. Sometimes always we will go towards something when we have lost something very close to us, then we will go unnecessary thoughts regarding about that. So much we will generate unnecessary thought. That will bring us the more suffering. So that's why once we have to not block the unnecessary thoughts, sometimes really hurt us really a lot. To block the unnecessary thought, first what we have to do, we have to try to concentrate on the one point. That is the first step to blocking the unnecessary thought. So psychologists, the psychiatrists, they always give the advice to the depressed people, make yourself busy. When the people become more and more busy, they will not think the unnecessary thing. That is a psychiatrist's advice. They always say to make yourself busy.
make yourself busy is a one point. One point, it means that they become like a machine, walking machine. So what you have to do is that the best way to the blocking when you are feeling the stress, when you are feeling the, when you are having the, so much of the negative thoughts are coming in your mind. So what the first thing is that to block the unnecessary thing, first you have to try to concentrate to one point, like on a break, like a Buddha Shakyamuni on a statue, just of 5 minutes. Slowly, then when you gain the more and more concentration power, whenever the negative thoughts come into your mind, straight you can focus on the one point, and you can block it very easily, all the negative thoughts. So that's why you can see yourself that when you have the more free time, what thoughts comes in your mind, you can easily, so maybe you will feel the guilty feeling or the negative things of the others, or maybe you will think the person who treated you to not rightly, all these negative thoughts will come in your mind when you have the free time. Okay, so this is something like third point. So that's why what we have to do is whenever the negative thoughts comes in your mind, just try to concentrate on the Buddha or breathe. Maybe it will be much better if you try to concentrate on the Buddha. Whenever negative thoughts comes, try to concentrate on Buddha. So that way, slowly, then you can block all the negative thoughts comes in your mind very easily. I'm telling all this through my experience, okay? So sometimes in the Tibetan one, we have the saying. We say that a negative thoughts is a real ghost. Negative thought is like a ghost. It will haunt us all the time. So negative thought is like a ghost. It will haunt us all the time. So that's why the people, when they are having the, what are the negative thoughts, then when they have the negative, the strong negative thought, when you think it again and again and again, then the negative will get the more and more stronger and stronger and stronger. Yeah, but the one thing is what I feel is a very strange thing, the one thing, okay? Because generally right thought or wrong thought, or what I'm talking here is the negative thought is just like the when you feel the guilty feeling, when you're having the anger, when you're thinking all the negative points of the other, all these things of what I'm saying is all these are negative thoughts, okay? These are negative thoughts, you should block these negative thoughts. Anger, feeling guilty, anger, jealousy, all the thinking, the negative points of the other. Okay, negative points of the person. Okay, when you think the negative points of the food, or that's a fine, no problem, okay? So one very strange thing is what happened is that the few weeks back, I'm in the Taiwan. So now I'm in Mongolia. Now what happened is that in the past few weeks in Taiwan, what they are talking about every healthy foods, vegetables, and they talk a lot of that healthy foods of the vegetable. So now in the Mongolia, now the healthy food is a totally, concept of healthy food is a totally different. They told me that the wolf meat, it's a very healthy. One person told me that he are having the digestion problem and he treated with so many medicine, but it didn't work. After the eating the wolf meat, it helped him a lot. It really, he overcome the digestion problem. So now I'm getting really confused that which is healthy. What the hell? The different culture, different have a different idea of the health. The healthy food issue. While in the Taiwan, they told me the vegetables, all these are healthy foods. They told me the meat is unhealthy. Now they are saying the wolf meat is very healthy. Now really, it's quite confusing. But anger, guilty feeling, jealousy, all these are very unhealthy mental attitude. Wherever you go in this world, everyone will knows that the anger is very unhealthy. Jealousy is very unhealthy. These old thoughts are very unhealthy thought.
So that's why, like a negative thoughts. To block this whole negative thought, first step is just like all the negative thoughts. When you're having something, when you have the free time, when all the negative thoughts, when you start to think, then the, what you will generate, the anger. Then you will generate the so many other, I mean, the anger. Whenever you thought the negative points of the other, then anger. Then when you have a negative thoughts comes, then you, maybe you will generate the jealousy. Then maybe ego. All these all comes because of the, we are having a lot of the negative thoughts. So that's why you there to block that. The first thing is that you have to just go and try to concentrate, okay, on maybe one point, like a Buddha stage or like that, okay. So that's the time is that when you can, whenever you have the free time, you can just concentrate the 5 minutes or something like that daily, okay. You don't need any specified time for the concentration. So this week, maybe you could just take the daily the 5 minutes or try to concentrate on the Buddha stage or the breath, okay, daily 5 minutes, okay. Then once after we meet after 1 week, you will see the differences, okay. Then you will see the concentration power, improvement of the concentration power, okay. So when in this week, when you start the concentration, who feels the concentrating on the Buddha stage is easier, just continuation, keep the continuation of the, this 1 week for the 5 minutes of the Buddha stage, okay? Who feels the, on the breath is easier, just keep the continuation for the 1 week on the breath, okay? 5 minutes, okay? Okay. So yeah, so now this is the, I mean, the one thing, okay? Now we will come back to the now the, this is the just generally when... this is for the concentration, okay? Just 1 week, when you gain the little bit of the concentration power, most important thing is that you try to concentrate on the Buddha Shakyamuni or merit field, okay? Okay, the most important thing is that when you gain little of the concentration power, the most important thing is that you try to concentrate on the merit field or the Buddha Shakyamuni statue, okay? Buddha Shakyamuni image, okay? With this 1 week who feel easier to concentrate on breath, just 5 minutes, just concentrate on the breath. Okay, who feel the easier on the concentrate on the Buddha, then just concentrate on the Buddha, okay? Just for 5 minutes daily, okay? Just 1 week later, when we meet, then you will feel the difference, okay? When you keep on 5 minutes only a daily, it will make the difference. Okay, so this is okay. Now the thing that, as we talked the last time regarding about the refuge. So refuge, as we have the some of the advices of them taking the refuge, you know. Now you can see that in the refuge, it says that we have to respect the old, I mean the Buddha images on the Buddha statue. Also then the say all the other issues that after the taking the refuge, you have to also respect the every task of the Buddha's teaching task. So generally Buddha's task and the Buddha's image, you have to, when you have to keep the Buddha image and the Buddha's task, you should keep the Buddha's task above the Buddha's image. Buddha's task or the Buddha's word is more sacred than the Buddha's image. So it says that the Buddha's word, it's more important than the Buddha's statue. So because you know that because the Buddha's, through the Buddha's word, then only we can get to the Buddhahood, not by the Buddha's statue. So that's why the Buddha's statue and the Buddha's scripture, we should keep, we should consider it's a more sacred than the Buddha's statue. So Buddha's test is something like that. You have to know the Buddha's, every the Buddha's teaching and the, that scripture, Buddha's scripture, that's why we consider the Buddha's scripture is just like the, now the representative of the Buddha. Right now there is no Buddha. Buddha passed away 2500 years back, but still there is the Buddha's teaching, that the Buddha's task. So it is just like the representative of the Buddha. So this is the representative of the Buddha. So we have to, Buddha's teaching, we have to consider it is more sacred than the Buddha's statue. So that's why now the, this is the advices, okay? So this is the just like the advices. Now that the respect is now that we have to know that the way of the respecting. So when you have to, in the altar, when you're arranging the Buddha's, when you're arranging in the altar, Buddha statue and the Buddha's desk, you have to keep the Buddha's desk above the Buddha statue. You cannot keep the Buddha statue on the top of the Buddha's desk, okay? So generally, people sometimes they will keep the Buddha's desk Buddha states under the Buddha statue.
Mm-hmm.
That is wrong. That is wrong, okay? You have to keep the Buddha's desk, okay? Buddha's, there you have to keep the Buddha's desk above the Buddha statue, okay? So this is the, so when you're arranging the altar, always you have to keep the Buddha's desk above the Buddha statue. So, okay, this is now the advices, okay? Now that they will say that they, now they are the, this is revised. Most important thing is after taking the refuge, there are the three advices not to do. That is the most important. So I think that I have finished before. Okay, then Jade, now can you tell me the other things? Oh, okay, now can you tell me the other advices?
Yes, Kinla. And after that is we need to respect the Buddha cloth is just like the meaning of the Sangha.
Okay, then?
And after that is also another advice about on the three chair wheels that we also need to take the refuge and remember on the quality and the merit of three chair wheels. And yes, we also have the another advice is we need to take the refuge and remember on the merit of the three chair wheels. And we also need to remember the great compassion of three jewels.
So that's why now the one thing is that now we have to understand what kind of merit we can gain after the we generated refuge, okay? So the generally it's just like that, just generating the, I mean, the just generating the refuge with the three jewels, we can accumulate the immense of the merit. So immense merit, even when you can see that when you have the, when you are just give the one food for the dog, you will get the merit. When you give the one food for the dog, when you have after the taking the refuge wall, then that merit, it's a much stronger than the giving the food for the dog without the taking the refuge wall. There's a huge difference between the two, these two. Even you are doing the same job, giving the book, giving the food to the dog. Once you give that food to the dog, after the taking the refuge or the, or before the taking the refuge walk, there's a big difference. There's a big difference. So that's why the same thing, that's why the, because the you are doing the same thing, giving a food to the dog. But after the taking the refuge, after the taking the refuge, what will happen is that then even after the taking the refuge, what even you do the small, I mean the small, I mean the, if you accumulate the small merit, but you will get a huge result of that merit. So that's why every prayer, whatever you're doing, the every prayer should start from the refuge prayer. So whenever you do some prayers, first you have to start to say the refuge prayer, then you have to pray, then you have to start your own prayer. When you are doing the refuge prayers, the most important thing is that you have to visualize the merit field. Then you say the prayers, refuge prayer. I follow Buddha, I follow Dhamma, I follow Sangha. That the, while you are visualizing the merit field, then you say the prayer. Then you can say the whatever the prayer, whatever the wish you want. So whatever the, you are saying the prayers, first you have to start the prayer from the merit, so prayer of the refuge prayer. Then you can just ask for the your wish or your prayer, okay? Even when you have to ask for the one chocolate, if just example, when you have to ask the one chocolate, first you say the refuge prayer, then visualize the merit field, then ask the chocolate. Yeah. So that's why now the when you do with the refuge prayer, every the whatever the your jobs or every whatever the your the good things you will do, that will you will get the immense of the merit. So that's why. So the and at the Buddha's time, so at the Buddha's time, there is a one story. So Buddha's time, the story is that the Buddha's time. So one of the person approached to the Buddha. So one of the person approached to the Buddha, and then the, he just when he was approached to the Buddha, so he have just asked one question to the Buddha. So he asked that in this life, what is the thing that we must need. So Buddha told him the liberation from our negative thoughts. So the second thing is the Buddha, he asked the question that to obtain the liberation, what we need. Then Buddha will say the faith, devotion. So that's why the faith and devotion is the two key to the get the liberation. Liberation from our negative emotions. So that the faith, it's the faith and devotion towards Buddha. When you have a faith towards the Buddha, then only you can follow the Buddha's teaching properly. That's why the three yoga. When you are taking the medicine, when you are eating the medicine, once you have not a fully trust on the medicine, then you cannot eat that medicine. When you are here, when you are having a lot of the suspicious and the doubt, when you are taking the medicine, it is very difficult to patient to take that medication. When the patient have slightly generated the doubt toward the medicine, maybe when the patient started the doubt that whether that medicine might be the poison, definitely then that patient won't eat that medicine. So that's why when the patient have a slightly doubt of whether he was taking the medicine, might the patient have a slightly doubt whether he was his medicine might be the poison or something like that, definitely that patient can't eat that medicine. That it will make it impossible to him to take that medicine. Yeah. So same thing like that. When you have not a fully generated trust on the faith, when you have not fully generated the faith on the Buddha or the his teaching, then it will make you a little bit difficult to follow it properly. So that's why he's telling that the first thing is the refuge. It means a faith toward the three jewels. It's important. Yeah, but the person is a very strange. The people mind is, I think I told you the before, people minds are very strange. People will believe more on the something they cannot see. It will easier for them to believe on the something they cannot see. So I think you remember that the last time, 2012 December, it's called that it's the end of the world. I think that some of the rumors came, no? So in that time, I think you have all heard about that rumor, no? The end of the world, in the 2012 December, that world will be end. So that time, I think in the 2011, December, I think in the just like 2011 or something like that, I was giving a one talk in the one college. So one of the college student asked me at that time, what do you think about the end 2012, whether it is the end of the world or not? So at that time, I told him that 100% it's not the end of the world. And in the 2012 December, the world will not be end. So I told that Buddha, I've told that the Buddha's his teaching will remain the 5,000 years after his death. So still that it's only when 2,500 years, still the Buddhism will remain in this world more than 2,500 years. So I told it's not the end of the world at all, 2012. So I think this world, what I'm telling is not an end of the world. I think it's also in my book in the Chinese, which published in the June of the 2012. That's what I told for that my answer. I think it's published in my book, in the Chinese book, which published in the June of the 2012. So like this, so many people start to believe on some rumors, but whether they cannot see, they start to believe on which they cannot see at all. So something the Buddha's word, I think that whatever he have mentioned, all the prediction, everything comes very true. So from this point, we can see the very clearly that we can generate a full faith or full devotion on Buddha. So that's why now today, this week, one homework is that now you just try to practice the 5 minutes, okay, concentrating, just daily 5 minutes, only 5 minutes, okay? If you can do the 6 or 7 minutes, it's fine. At least 5 minutes. For daily, okay? Just for the 1 week, okay? Then we will see on the next Sunday. Then we can discuss, okay? Then you can see the difference. Okay. Thank you.